Boker Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Vav, but we're holding on the Halakha Mishnah on daf Lamed Hei Omid Beit. And what we were talking about until now, remember, in terms of Pigel, Chutz Lezmano, Chutz Lemekomo, was all in terms of doing one of the Arba Matirin, and that would be Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, or Zrika, and with a kavana of achilat mizbeach, meaning eating, feeding the mizbeach something that was roif for the mizbeach, or achilas oda, you have in mind to eat something that is roif for a person to eat, and there are two variations, either chutz l'mekomo, which does not create karet, or chutz l'zmano, which is pigul v'chayov in alav karet. Now, we are going to get to something that we spoke about earlier, and that was the Mishnah in which Rabbi Yehuda tells us his shita, that a kavana of hanacha, machshevet hinuach, as it's called, is also sufficient to pasul. Let's take a look at this. Shechato manat lahaniach et damo, o emurav l'machar. So suppose you did the shkita not in order to eat or to feed to the mizbeach, but simply to leave over chutz l'zmano, either something that was roi la'achila, or something that was roi for zrika. So you were going to leave over the achila, meaning achila samizbeach, or the dam. Or, one other case, you were going to take them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which, of course, is a chutz l'mekoma. So leaving them over until tomorrow is sort of the equivalent of pigel. I mean, it is a chutz l'zmano, but it's not doing anything chutz l'zmano. And nonetheless, we're talking about it as if it's the equivalent of pigel, which is a tremendous chiddush. This is called machsheves hinuach for Mr. Gavi, a terminology that we've already met before, but we've neglected to write down. So machsheves hinuach halibud Rabbi Yehuda, or machsheves hotza'ah. So machsheves hinuach is a time issue, and a machsheves hotza'ah is a place issue. So now we have a whole new type of psul. Now there's no, he just says it's posel, doesn't say that there's any chiyuv, of course, on it. And the chachamim say, well, that's completely kosher. The Torah never said anything about just leaving it there. It only talked about heachel yeachel. Where in the world would Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that if we're not talking about shtei achilot ha-katuv medaber, where are we talking about? Now, how about other things? A machshava to do things that would make the korban pasul if you did them, or that would perhaps be a problem in some element of the korban, even if it wouldn't pasul. Let's take a look at some of those things. You did a shchita in order to put the dam on the wrong place. You were going to put the dam on the kevesh, not on mizbeach. Or for that matter, you were going to put it on the mizbeach, but it was shalok and egad yisod. You remember we've discussed all of this before. You were going to be litena ten nitanim lamala lamata, or nitanim lamata lamala. Or you were going to put the nitanim, which were meant to be put bifnim, in the case of a korban, which the dam is supposed to be brought inside on Yom HaKippurim, and you're supposed to put it, let's say, on the on the parochas or on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So if you took the dam that was meant to be bifnim, and you put it bachutz, that would not be a kosher korban. So if you have a machshava to do that, so then in all of these cases, you might think the same thing is true. Let's see. Or you were going to take dam that was nitan b'chutz, you're going to do it bifnim, or you had in mind that people who are tamei should eat from the carbon. So you might think maybe that's similar to eating chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekomo. It's the wrong kind of eating. Or you had in mind that people who are tamei should put it on the mizbeach, which you might think was similar to the idea of putting it on the mizbeach, chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekomo. Or for that matter, arelim should eat it. Or perhaps arelim should be the ones who put it on the mizbeach. Or that you have in mind that I'm going to shech this carbon pesach in order to break the bones of the carbon. Or I'm going to shech this carbon pesach so that it be eaten in a way that is not allowed for a carbon pesach, such as raw, which is not really raw, but it's partially cooked. No. Well, the Orev Domo Bedam Apsulim, or I have in mind, I'm going to do something like mixing Posel Dam in the Dam, which is kosher, and then I won't be able to do a proper Zrika. In all of these cases, just because you thought about doing something does not make the thought the equivalent of a virtual asiya, the way that a Machsheves Pigo would, or a Machsheves Chutz Lizmano would, and surprisingly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way that simply a Machsheves Hinuach or a Machsheves Hotso would. Now, it's a little bit difficult to understand why those two Machsheves are more virtually powerful than a Machsheva that would have posseled it, let's say, such as the thing about, we said, putting it in the wrong place of the Mizbeach. So we're going to be talking about the reason for the differences. But one thing comes out very clearly, that once again, the only element that is important in posseling the Korban in all of these Machshavas, except, of course, for the specific case of the Pesach and the Chatas, which are posseled for a Machsheva Shelo Lishmo, the only case where we talked about an actual psul are dimensional violations. So the question over here, that means it's a violation either in time, such as what happens to Dr. Barry when he's up too late listening to the Daf Yomi. That's a dimensional problem. Not dementia problem, dimensional problem. I'm trying to make it, you know, a lot nicer. So that's one dimensional problem, is that it's chutz lizmano, and that could be even a chutz lizmano of hinuach, but even hinuach is a chutz lizmano, or a dimensional problem in space, which would be the classic pigo, either to eat or to feed the mizbeach. Feeding the mizbeach, remember, includes zrika and shvicha shirayim, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, the equivalent of the Machsheves Hinuach in space is the Machsheves Hinuach, so to speak, Bizman. Namely, I'll take it out of the Azorah. So that's considered to be, according to him, also a Machsheves, similar to a Machsheves Pigel. It's not Pigel because there's no Achila, and Pigel is only Yimei Ochol Yeachel, but nonetheless, it's a Machsheves Chutz Lemekomo. That means all of the Machsheves that we've seen so far, even if we include Rabbi Yehuda, are only dimensional machshavas to pasul. Any other virtual problem with the carbon is not the equivalent of the actual problem with the carbon. Gemara is going to discuss why this would be true. So all of those cases are kosher because the thing is that ein machshava poselet, it's only things that are nogea, chutz lizmano, and chutz lemekomo. That's the only thing that you can posel a korban with. And therefore, the only thing you need to remember is the one other case, which is shelo lishma, and that would be in the case only of a Pesach and a Chatas. So that's what the Mishnah means over here when it says makshava posel, it says b'chutz lizmano, b'chutz lemekomo, does not mean achila chutz lizmano, or chutz lemekomo, because this could include even aliba Rabbi Yehuda. Machsheves Hinuach and Machsheves Hotso is also Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Lemekomo. So that clarifies very powerfully how it is that, once again, the extreme sensitivity of the nature of Karbonos and Kedusha Bichlal to the ideas of space and time. As I pointed out to you many times, the nature of our fundamental understanding of the concept of Kedusha, which comes from Maaseh Bereishis, and Shabbos itself is completely in terms of time and, surprisingly, of space, because of the fact that Shabbos creates the main focus, which people do not realize. The main focus of Shabbos is incredibly Hotza, and all of the Dinim of Shabbos, all of Masechet Shabbos, all of Masechet Erevin is about space, believe it or not. So that means that this is a completely consistent kind of idea that we've seen so far in the nature of psul. So anyway, where does Rabbi Yehuda get this from? Because as we saw, the makor of the concept of pigel comes from the pasuk in Shlomim, the imei achol yachel mipsar zevach shelamal b'yom ha'shelishi. Now, that says very clearly, hey achol yachel. B'shnei achilot ha'katuv medaber, we could be talking about putting something on the mizbeach, or we could be talking about putting something in your tummy. But the bottom line is, that's the only thing that the Torah talks about in terms of that Yom HaShlishi and the additional Yom HaShlishi, which teaches us Pigo Chutz L'Mikomo. So where does Rabbi Yehuda get it from? Says Rabbi Elazar, well, he actually gets it from an expansion of the concept of notar. Because remember that notar is the actual Chutz L'Zmano, and remember that the Chutz L'Zmano is the virtual, Bakshevis Chutz L'Zmano is the virtual Chutz L'Zmano. But since we have an extra pusik by notar, and it really doesn't belong there at all, because first of all, we have the pusik of the Isser, the original Isser of Loto Tiro Mimeno Ad Boker, which is a reference to the Korban Pesach, and that's like the first time the Torah teaches us about bringing a Korban. It tells us the Isser of Notar. And then we have another Pasuk of Notar, Binogea that Korban Teda. And that is itself, by the way, a very complex Pasuk, because it's got a lot of extra words there, and we're going to be Dorish then. Ubisar Zevach Todat Shelamav. Whoa. All you need to say is it todato. Okay. Bisar zevach todat shelamav b'yom korbano yeyachel. A very important pasuk in these dinim. Lo yaniach mimeno ad boker. So there too we have one pasuk saying lo totiro mimeno ad boker and one pasuk saying lo yaniach mimeno ad boker. We don't need the extra din of just regular notar. So it can't just be adding leaving over in actual time, im eno inilaniach, which we already know, it must be adding virtual time. And therefore, it would be coming to tell me, a machshevet hinuach. So on that basis, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, it makes sense that therefore we're extending the concept of dimensional issues beyond just the heachol yeachel. Now, the only problem is that this is a very famous pasuk that we use for all kinds of other things. And how could Reb Yehuda utilize this pasuk to tell me by saying, well, what do we need this pasuk for? We already know the din of notar. Well, let me show you why we need this pasuk, and then you'll see that for Reb Yehuda to claim we don't need this pasuk, and therefore it must be referring to a virtual machshava about the hanacha, cannot be true. You're trying to tell me, Reb Yehuda, that Haikra La'achyu De'ata? This pasuk is extra and it's used for this. What about all of the things we learn out of this pasuk in the following braita? Ufsar zevach todat shelamav. So, first of all, the main thing that we learn from this is the simple pshat. Psar zevach todat shelamav biyom korbono yachal. You have to eat it on the same day. And that, of course, is very different from the regular Korban Shlamim. The regular Korban Shlamim, it says, Ula Mochorat, you eat the day for 2 days. And now Toda, that we know all along, that Toda is just a variation of Shlamim, and therefore you would say, okay, it's also the same dinim of Achila. Here the Torah is mechadish to us that the Korban Toda is not like a Shlamim, and it has to be eaten only on the day of the Hakrava. You can't leave it over until the morning. So that's the basic limud. Lamadnu l'toda shenechelet yom v'layla. That tells us that you can eat it until the morning, but don't leave it past the morning, right? Now, from there we learn that this is true about the Toda itself. Now, how about, I see this Mr. Gavi again is disappearing, and we're going to need him to write down a concept. Not a concept, rather, a word. So, we also have chalipin. There are three variations on a korban. There's the korban itself. There's what we know is the tamura of the korban. If somebody tries to flip that korban onto another animal, so it's v'hayahu utmurato yeh kodesh. In the cases of animals that are female being brought for a korban, we also have the vladot, And we also have what's known as chalifin. Now, we've met chalifin before, but we haven't used the word. And this is a word that should be added to your Gavi list of words. And that is chalifin means if you set aside, in this case, we're talking about a chalifin of a todah. So you set aside your carbon todah. You're going to bring your carbon todah in the Beit HaMikdash and it wanders away. You can't find it. You set aside another carbon to take its place because it's lost. That's called a chalifin. If you then find the todah, both of those carbonas are brought. And the chalifin of the todah has the din of the todah as well. So the shlomim is 2 days. The todah is 1 day. The chalipin, or the vladais of a shlomim, in the event that you brought it as a female, or the tmura of a shlomim, has the same din as the shlomim, and it's eaten for 2 days. But the chalipin of a todah, or the vladais of a todah, or the tmura of a todah, have the same din as the todah itself, and they are eaten only for 1 day. But how do we know that? How do we know the same is true of chalipin, or vladais, or tmurais of that teda minayin? Therefore, we have that extra word, upsar zevak todat shlamad. Why do we need to say upsar? That's coming to tell me that any additional basar that would be added because of the original kedusha of the teda, namely vlad teda, Tmuras Teda, Chalife Teda, are also only eaten liyom echad. How do we know? Interestingly enough, in the same way that all of the dinim of the karbonis, it's amazing if you take a look and pay close attention, all of the dinim are derived from the place where you'd think it would be less likely, and that's shlamim. So everything that we've been learning about the dinim, the diyukim in that wonderful pasuk, ime achel, yachel, all of that is a reference to shlomim. All the dinim of pigo with all of the details of the matirin, the mefaglin, the mitpaglin, and even to the extent that alibad Reb Yehuda, only things that are similar to shlomim on mizbeach achitzain are shayach to being pigo at all. Ad kedei kach is the basis of these halachas shlomim. So too, it turns out that a variant of shlomim, namely teda, is the basis of all of the dinim of achila of the karbonas, even of kachay kadashim. So that shlomim also, normally it wouldn't teach us the dinim of kachay kachim when it comes to achila, but the variant of shlomim, which is teda, does. Never does the Torah say how long you can eat, if you're a kohen, the korban chatas and asham, the basar chatas and the asham, which is eaten by kohanim, doesn't say how long to eat it. It's only here from the pasuk of a todah slash shlomim that we learn that a zevach, which would include also chatas va'asham, is also only to be eaten for 1 day. Biyom korban o yeachel. Now, interestingly, how do I know that there are certain shlomim that are only eaten for 1 day? Really? Indeed. What are those shlomim? Well, we have shalmei nazir. We have shalmei pesach, shalmei nazir. That's the el nazir that is brought together with his other karbanais. And that is the special carbon where we burn the hair of the Nazir under it. And what is Shalmei Pesach? Shalmei Pesach is what's known as the Chagigat Arba Asre. You know all about Shalmei Pesach because you've got a piece of it referenced on your platter for Pesach, on your Pesach Seder thing. You have the Basar of the Chagiga Merumas and the Basar of the Pesach Merumas. And therefore, how do we know that those two different types of shlomim, they're not called todot, that they too are only eaten for 1 day? That's the last word. Psar, zevach, todat, shilamav. Tabad lomar shilamav. How do I know that lach meitoida and the chalot and the rekikin that are brought together with the el nazir, how do I know? Remember, there are 40 different t'challas made out of 4 different types of baked breads that are brought together with a korban teda. That's called a lachme teda. And one of each type has to be brought as the truma that's given to the kohen. But how do we know that the lechem that's brought with a korban teda and two out of four of those types, chalot v'rekikim, that are brought together with an el nazir, how do we know that they are also only eaten for one day? Talmud lomar, b'sar, zevach, todat, shlamav, b'yom korbano includes whatever is being brought together with that korban. And kulan kore ani bahem lo yaniach mimenu ad boker. So all of those variations, the teda itself, the chalipin, the vlodais, the tmuras teda, the chatas, and the osham, and the el nazir, and the chagigas arbaasre, and lachmi teda, and rikike nazir, all of them are the same. And there's this new iser of lo yaniach ad boker, which teaches us that there's a din of achila fi yom echad. Now, how in the world does Reb Yudah say we don't need this pasuk? And the only reason we have this pasuk is to tell me a virtual makshava would be the same thing as the real thing. It's ridiculous. This is a very information-rich pasuk, man. How could Reb Yudah learn anything else out of it? Well, explains Reb Yudah. Look, man. The place where the Torah talks about nosah, wherever it talks about nosar, it always uses the word lototiru. As a matter of fact, that's where we even get the word notar from, right? Left over. What's this lo yaniach, Chaz? I mean, lo yaniach? Don't leave it. Why don't you say the right word? Lemakra lototiru. What's this lo yaniach? It's to tell me that there's a new concept of a makshevas hinuach. And therefore, in Eno Inyan Lehinuach itself, it's not telling me anything new about leaving it over, literally, because that is the din of notar that's been discussed. Tineu Inyan Lemakshevet Hinuach. And therefore, it's not a makshava of chutzesmano chutzemekomo in the normal sense of feeding. It's just a makshava of Hinuach itself, just leaving it over is enough to make it a pasul korban. Now, of course, it's not really pigel, in which there would be a din of a chorus if it was a machsheva schutzes mano, but it is pasul, and it's the psul of hanacha. Says the Gemara, well, wait a minute. You only explained to me hinuach, right? So, ha-tenach, this is cute, ha-tenach la-haniach. Okay, so what you're standing in right now is an answer that explains it's leaving it to stand around. But how do you know from here, lohotzi, my ikalamima? Where would give you, I mean, doesn't say anything of that nature when it comes to hotzah, and yet you're telling me that virtual hotzah is the same as actual hotzah. How did Rabbi Yehuda get that? So, tenech laniach. Have you explained anything about hotzah? And yet Rabbi Yehuda said that if he had a machsheves hotzah, it would also be possible despite the fact that there was no heachel yeachel. How do we know that? And furthermore, I got another question for you. The Ode. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda. The reality is, which I'll show you in a minute, is that Rabbi Yehuda is not basing his halacha on the pasuk that you claim. The truth is that Rabbi Yehuda himself says, I'm only basing my din on logic. Taima de Rabbi Yehuda is a svara and not a pasuk. Titania. Amar lehem Rabbi Yehuda. We have a braita that describes the conversation between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about this issue. And Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, gentlemen, do you not agree that something that was left until the next day, that would actually pasul it? So if we left over the dam, or we left over the emurim for the next day, you can't use that dam. If you leave over the emurim, you cannot use the emurim. Now we're, at this point, we seem to be assuming that the korban is pasul, because Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the korban is pasul. And lechora, if you just ruin the emurim, the korban wouldn't be pasul. All of that we're going to be seeing in a moment. But right now, we're assuming that's the point. Aren't you motivated that you pasul the korban if you leave over the dam and emurim to the next day? So therefore, since what we've found until now is that when it comes to dimensional violations, the virtual is just as powerful as the actual, indeed more so, because you can actually pasul with the machshava of achila chutz lizmano. You can't pasul by eating something chutz lizmano once it was already kosher. So therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda says is, once we see that that's true, then if the hinuach per se would pasul, why would the machshava of hinuach not pasul? So therefore, the same thing should be true about hotzah. If I would take out the dam, it would be pasul. So then if that's the case, if I'm thinking about taking out the dam, it should also be pasul. That's really his understanding. So the reality is that Rabbi Yehuda is not basing it on the pasuk, and he's basing it on a svara, which at this point seems to be that if something that you do in the physical universe would be a psul, then a virtual doing of it is also possible. That's what it seems to be saying. If that's the case, then why, asks the Gemara, why would Rabbi Yehuda not argue on every last case that we had in the Mishnah? This is a long Mishnah describing various things that are wrong. And it says the only one of them that Rabbi Yehuda holds can be a virtual wrong is Hanocha and Hotzah. Why not argue on everything? So v'niflog nami Rabbi Yehuda bekulu. Why not argue on every last case in this Mishnah? Well, think about it. Give me a case. Let's go through the Mishnah. You tell me what case you want Rabbi Yehuda to argue about, okay? Let's start at the top, you know? The guy has a machshava that is going to be breaking the atzamot of his Korban Pesach, or he'll eat his Korban Pesach. No. Okay? So let's say the virtual is just as bad as the actual. Great. Does the actual pasul the Korban? No. Of course not. Once the carbon was brought, the carbon was brought. So how could the virtual pasul the carbon? Sorry. Next, please. Zvicha gufe mimifsal. Let's take the case before. Almanachi ochlu tmeim vishiyakrivu tmeim. Okay, let's say that happened. Tame people eat all the meat of this carbon. Or tame people put the emurim on mizbeach. Is that going to pasul the carbon? No. Fine. Zivka gufa mimifsa? So, I don't pasul the virtual more than the actual in any of these cases. I said the svara is that if the actual pasuls, then the virtual pasuls. Well, these are not cases of the actual pasuling. Okay? And therefore, what should I do? Let's take, what case would you like to talk about it? The case of sheyochlu arelim? Sheyakrivu arelim? Is the zevach going to be pasul? Absolutely not. And therefore, there's no way that this could pasul just with the virtual. Now, there's another approach. The other approach is, why are we even talking about this? There's a much more fundamental reason, and that is because that's not up to you. The machshavot that we've been talking about right now are in the hands of the person who's doing the machshava. I'm going to eat this carbon tomorrow. I'm going to leave this carbon till tomorrow. I'm going to put it on the mizbeach tomorrow, whatever the heck. Now you're saying, I'm going to see to it that people who are tameh are going to eat it? Okay, how much are you going to pay them for that? Where are you going to find a nut that's ready to eat at Betuma? You're going to find an oral who's going to go into the Beis HaMikdash for, you know, how are you going to find them? That's not up to you. And therefore, one simple point that makes it kol kamine, do you have that power to make that happen? Of course not. And therefore, virtual that has no ability to be translated into a physical world is not called virtual. The only psulim that we're talking about over here are the machshava, in which you actually always do things by thinking about them and then carrying it out. So we're saying the thinking per se is enough to create the psul. But over here, there is no way for you to make it happen. Okay, anyway, moving back into that Mishnah. The other thing you were thinking about was, you're going to mix the dam together with dam psulim. And if you do that, you won't be able to be zurek the dam, and therefore the carbon will be puzzle. Ah, so why doesn't, that is in your hands to do. So why doesn't Reb Yehuda say that the virtual mixing of the dam will be puzzle? Did you forget? This is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds ein dam mevatel dam. So what good is it going to do to mix it? Therefore, he's being very consistent. How about the part about lite netanitanim lamala lamata lamata lamala? You forgot, didn't you, what Reb Yehuda said long time ago, which we learned out, that shelo bimekomo kimekomo karina bezo, according to Reb Yehuda. We learn out from the pasuk Anina Tativ Lachem Al Amizbeach Lechaper Al Nafshotechem, which means anywhere Al Amizbeach, it is going to be Mechaper. So there you go. Makes perfectly good sense. Reb Yehuda is fully consistent. Ah, not fully. Uh-huh. How about the case in the Mishnah of Nitanim Bifnim, Shenitanam Bachutz, or Nitanim Bachutz, Shenitanim Bifnim? Now, if you take dam that was meant to be put on the Mizbeach Achitzon, and you bring it into the Heichal, remember that is a beferish, a pasuk, that it's pasul. And if you do that, there's certainly, it's in your hands to do, and you could pasul it. So how come the makshava is not included? There, he should actually argue with the chachamim too. Ah, but that is a different problem, remember? We learned from the pasuk of the Yom HaShlishi that it doesn't refer to the day, it refers to the place. The place HaShlishi. Remember, we've been playing with this Shlishi all along, where the Shlishi is time and the Shlishi is space, in terms of Pigo Chutz L'Zmano and Pigo Chutz L'Mekomo. We also played with the word Shlishi in terms of a day being a place in time, but also a place in space. So the Shlishi, how would we have a Shlishi as a place in space? Remember, Makom Mishulash, Bebosar, Beemurim, Ubedam. So the only time that the Torah says that you're going to be creating a psula pigol is where it is in Chutz L'Mekomo, but what Mekomo? A Mekomo that has at least some type of ability to be utilized for bringing Emurim, eating basar, sprinkling dam. Can you do those three things in the Heichal? No. All you can do is sprinkle dam. You never bring a carbon inside of the Heichal. You do not burn, as an Isser, to burn things on the Mizbeach HaZahav, only the Ketoret. So there's no basar. There's only dam. And is there any Achilat Adam? No. Nobody's allowed to go in there. How is it supposed to be a Mokum that is Miyuchat for Achilas Adam? So therefore, the reason that you're not able to have a psul is because the only mokum that is considered to be chutz lemekomo is if it's a mokum that is outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which, although not currently, but which in the time of the Heter HaBamot, it was kosher for bringing dam and bringing basar and eating korbanos. So you could have done that outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that's the only place where there's going to be a psul. So you need be'inan, makom, she'eh mishulash, be'dam, be'basaru, be'emurim, which is certainly not the Heichal. But wait a minute. I thought Rabbi Yehuda l'shitato does not hold of makom mishulash in dam and basar and emurim. He doesn't hold of that. Take a look at this braita. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo takriv la'shem elokecha. So over there, what are we talking about? We're talking about the parsha of Mumim. Shor vaseh sheyebo mum, and it adds not only mum, but kol davar ra. any bad thing. What is any bad thing? So any bad thing, says Rabbi Yehuda, that davar ra is coming to be marbe, even things like a chatas that was shechted in the north, instead of in the north, in the south, or a chatas shenichnas doma lifnim. This teaches us, based on this kol davar ra, that it is now considered to be the equivalent of a baal mum, and it's unsuitable for the Beis HaMikdash. So it turns out that Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, the machshava to bring it into the Heichal, even though it's not a mokum of dam and emurim and basar, is enough to passel it. So since it starts, it's true that the pashas of the pasuk is that you actually brought it in. But since it starts with the word lo tizbag la'Hashem Elokecha, we understand that if it has to do with the machshava of the zvicha, which is the shchita, how in the world could it be talking about bringing the dam in? It must mean doing the shchita with the machshava of bringing the dam in. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that that's puzzle. But I thought you're claiming that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only psul of a korban requires a mokum mishulash, and the Heichal is not a Mokum Meshulash. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of a Mokum Meshulash. Wait. What are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that you need a Mokum Meshulash? The Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah later on says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Hichnis B'Shogeg, if you brought the Dam into the Heichal B'Shogeg, the korban is kosher. Does that not clearly say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you were hichlis b'mezid, you would be pasul? And we understood over there, which we're going to see, that it's only talking about where you actually used it to be mechaper on the mizbeach, not if you just brought it in. If you just brought it in physically, forget about virtually. You actually brought it in physically, but you didn't put the dam on the mizbeach to be mechaper. He holds it would be kosher. So ask yourself, if mahatam aile aylo, if over there where you physically brought it into the heichal, it's not possible unless you were actually mechaper on the mizbeach. So then, ilo kiper lo. So over here where you didn't even walk in with it, you just thought about walking in with it. I mean, come on. Obviously, lo kosher came. So then that means that Rabbi Yehuda does not passel a korban on the basis of a machshava to bring its dam into the heichal. So don't ask me that Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't hold a mokum mishulash. Well, I understand. So are we crazy? I mean, in one place it says beferish that Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that it would be a machshava. And now you'd bring me a raya that it wouldn't be. Well, we'll have to say that. Shrei Tanoi, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, there's nothing to say. It's obvious that there were two different versions. According to the Mishnah, it's kosher, because it's not a Mokum Meshulash. And it was only according to that Braita, which was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda that said over, that it would be possible, even with Machshavas of Knisa, and that he doesn't hold a Mokum Meshulash. Okay, but meanwhile, you brought up a Braita that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you shecht a chatas bedorim, that it would be possible. Is that true? You said that the person who shechted it would be chayav malchus, but that can't be true. Look at this brayta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you might think that if somebody shechts a korban chatas bedorim, he will be chayav malchus. Talmud lomar lo tizbach la'Hashem Elokecha shor v'seh. That's Shesh Bomum. Kol Dover Ra. You're only Mechayev, a person on an actual Dover Ra, but not on something that isn't Ra. It's Yat Mechayev al Chata Sheshachta Bedorim. So that isn't something that's Ra. There's no Mum in it. There's nothing wrong with the Korban per se. So this is saying specifically that you would not be Chayev. Make up your mind. Well, I already told you. There's Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. That Breita was going according, like we saw already, that Breita was adding things that contradicted Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that we see later on in the Mishnah. All right. Now, here comes a very important Nakuda. We just introduced the concept of a machsheves hinuach. But Rabbi Abba wants to explain that a machshava of hinuach is totally different than a machshava of actual pigel. Because remember that normally, machshavot are motziot zo mizo. So if you would have a machshava of chutz l'mikomo, and then you did another avoda, having an intent for doing something chutz l'zmano, would it become a pigel that's chayev kares? Absolutely not. Why? Because the hartza'at kasher pasul has to be the same as the hartza'at kasher. And therefore, if you have a different machshava, which would have ruined the carbon anyway, then you don't have a kosher, so to speak, in quotation marks, a kosher pigel. And pigel's got to be completely kosher. Now, what's interesting is that Reb Abba says, even though Reb Yehuda introduces a concept of passing a carbon with a machshava of hinuach rahotza without achila, Reb Yehuda is modeh that that is not a machshava that makes the pigel not kosher. So if you have a machshava sinuach, and then you do another matir with a machshava of actual pigel, meaning for the real pigel, which is the achila or the haktara, that is going to be real pigel. And a machshava of hinuach does not cancel a subsequent pigel. So, Moda Reb Yehuda Shechozer v'kov'o l'pigel. Says Rava, now we're going to have a series of things that Rava attempts to prove from what he considers are equivalent situations. In all of them, the Gemara is going to point out that they are not really equivalent situations. Okay, so Rava comes along and says, look, I'll show you an equivalent situation which absolutely proves what it was that Reb Abba just said. Teda, look, it's obviously that's the case. It's actually quite brilliant, the point that Rava makes, even though it's wrong. And it brings out some very clear ideas about the whole nature of the process of pigel. Because remember, when does pigel actually koveya its din of pigel on the karba? Only at the time of what? Beep, 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 beep. Zrika, of course. But before Zrika, the Machsheves pigel has not actually done anything to that carbon. But wait, that's not true, says Rava. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Machsheva of the pigel may not be true because the Zrika is required to make it Roy Lachila or Lizvicha. But it's still a machsheves hinuach. So every pigel includes a pre-pigel machsheves hinuach, by definition. In which case, isn't that brilliant? In which case, by the time you get to the Zrika, you've already ruined this carbon, according to Reb Yehuda, by having a machsheves hinuach at the Shrita. What do you say to that? It clearly proves Reb Abba's point, that Reb Yehuda was not saying that this is the type of machshava of chutz l'zmano, so to speak, of hinuach, that would be motzi midei pigel, and therefore, because there's no other way to understand pigel in general. So, Omar Rava, look, think about it, man. Pigel lifnei zrika is meaningless. It hasn't done anything yet. So, it's lav klumu. And now, when you turn around and you do the zrika, that still makes it pigel, even though originally you obviously were going to be leaving it if you were going to be feeding it to the Mizbeach Chutz L'zmano. So you see that a Machsheves Hinuach is not able to cancel a subsequent pigel. Aha! But it's not really true. We wish it were true, but it isn't really true. Because you can't prove from this case to the case of Reb Abba. Velohi. Because in Rava's case, the initial machsheves hinuach was the machsheva of the pigel. The machsheva of the pigel simply was unable to take effect out of this machsheva until the carbon was kosher for pigel, which required zrika. Mashenken, in Reb Abba's case, we have two separate machshavas. Nobody ever thought that the same machshava would be able to cancel itself just because part of it has not yet had the opportunity to be chal. So there may be a very important difference between them. If it's the same machshava spiegel that comes true at the end, that would be the reason that it's not motzi midei pigel, because it was there for pigel in the first place. Mashenken, when the machshava was a pure machshava vinua, which is a different violation of chutz lizmano, there it may well get in the way of a subsequent pigel. Oh, man, do any of you have friends that you could talk to about things so subtle and so sweet? I mean, really, you need very intelligent friends, you know? What a pleasure. It's so nice to hang around such people, let me tell you. Okay, so therefore, it says the Gemara, you cannot use Rava as a proof. Well, if we can't use Rava as a proof, maybe we can actually wipe out Reb Abba. Because take a look at this braita. Eitvei Reb Huna l'Reb Abba, which says in a braita, if you have a makshava, litenata nitanim lemala lemata, or lemata lemala. So if you had that makshava to do it today, la'alter, then it would be kosher. And then, if you were chosa, v'chishev chutz l'mikomo, if then you had a different makshava in the next avodah, that you were going to be eating it, chutz l'mikomo, it would be posel v'en bo karet, and if it would be chutz l'zmano, it would be pigo, and you would be chayev kares. But if the original makshava was to put the dam not in the wrong place, but in the wrong day, l'machar, then it would be posel, and if you were chozar v'chishev, if then you went back during the next matir and you had a makshava of chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mikomo, it wouldn't matter. It could not create karet because then it would only be pasul v'ein bo karet. Since you already had a makshava in that case, and it would be a makshava that would be a makshava sinua, it could not create a chiev of kares. So what was the case over there? That you posseled it because, remember, this is the way we explained the Mishnah earlier, that the second case over here, the reason is that since you posseled it before, it was referring only to a makshava sinua chaliba de Reb Yehuda, is the way the Gemara explained the Mishnah. And it says beferish that then that makshava sinua chaliba de Reb Yehuda, if it's followed by an actual makshava's pigel, is not going to create chorus, which is absolutely from Reb Yehuda himself, a tiyuf to the Reb Abba, tiyuf to that blows Reb Abba out of the water. I mean, it's absolutely impossible to claim that Reb Yehuda would say that that's not going to affect the Makshavas Pigel afterwards. So certainly, it will not be able to be Mechayev Korps. Amrav Chista Amravina Bar Sila. Suppose you had a Makshava that people who are Tmeim should eat it tomorrow. Ah, that's interesting. So now that means you have a Makshava Sinuach, because you're saying you're going to leave it around till tomorrow. And the thing is that it wasn't a real makshava of achila, because the same way that the basar has to be ro'i la'achila, well, this basar is not ro'i la'achila v'tamei, is it? So then you're talking about a makshava le'echol dover she'eno ro'i le'echol. And it should be actual not chayev. And yet, said Rav Chista, you are chayev. And there would be an iser koras if you eat it. Because the fact that the person that was going to eat it is unable to eat it doesn't mean that the achila is not ro'i. Because for achila, it is ro'i. This is a separate issue, that the person is not ro'i. Teda, says Rava, again, I'll prove it to you from the obvious fact that Basar normally, before Zrika, in every case of Pigel, before you do the actual Zrika, can you eat the Basar? No. Can you put the Emurim on the Mizbeach? No. And if that's the case, every Machshavas Pigel is on things that are not Roy. I mean, what do you mean? You're going to eat this meat? There's no Zrika. What do you mean? You're going to put this Emurim on the Mizbeach? There's no Zrika. So you see from there that Afal Pigel, the Basar Lifnei Zrika, is not Roy for anything. And nonetheless, if you have a Machshavas Pigel, it's actually still going to postulate it as Pigel. So therefore, it makes sense to say that the Kohen, if he had, there's another problem. The other problem is, in this case, the problem is you didn't do Zrika yet. In that case, the problem is the guy didn't go to the mikveh yet. But that's not a problem that is a problem in the essence of the Basar or the Emurim. So you see from there that these incidental problems don't invalidate a Machshavas Pigel. And that is of necessity part of the every Pigel. So this is Rava doing the same thing again, right? In which he's showing you that the standard of achieving any Pigel is going to be involving the problem that exactly was what Rav Chisda was coming to discuss. However, once again, the Gemara says it's not true. It's not the same, because in the case that Rava was talking about, in the standard case of Pigel, the dam is meant to be Zorik, which is the time that it's going to be Koveya for Pigel, and at that time it would be Roy Lachila if not for the fact that you decided that it's going to be Chutzesman or Chutzlemakoma. That is, yes, it makes sense. That's the definition of Pigel. But over here, you're not talking about something that is ever going to be kosher for a Katame person to eat. Maybe that would not be considered to be a Pigel because it's not really a Roy LeMizbeach in this fashion. It's not Roy LeAdam in this fashion. So I don't know. Maybe Rav Chisda's wrong. I'm Rav Chisda. I got to tell you something else. Rav Dimi Bar Chinana always used to say, this is Margala Bapume. So Margala Bapume is something that we say it's like a pearl that he used to say on his own. It was his insight and something that he considered to be very precious, like a pearl. And he wanted people to know. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach and you didn't prepare the meat properly by making it slee. You're supposed to barbecue it. Or you have Lach Metoda, which you did not prepare properly for Achila because you did not take the Trumas Lach Metoda. Remember, you have to take one out of each type of these lechem. There's four different types of lechem. You have to give those four as a truma to the Kohen. And you're not allowed to eat the Lach Metoda until you do that truma. You would still be chayev on them if you ate them betumat haguf, because these are incidental problems. It's not that the Korban Pesach is not roi l'achila because it's not cooked properly. That's an incidental issue in preparation, but not in the etzem korban. So all that is meant when we say it needs to be roi, it means in terms of the matir, it needs to be roi. In terms of the zrika, it needs to be roi. Does not mean that it needs to be logistically roi, which you see how that relates exactly to what we've just been talking about. And therefore, you'd be chayav mishum tuma. And again, Rava wants to bring his ipso facto kind of proof, right? So Rava again says, yep. Teda, you can figure this out yourself, because look, since the Braita says in the Pasuk, which is referring to Achila Betuma, v'hanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher la'ashem v'tumato alav v'nichreta hanefesh ahi me'ameha. And we darshan, well, obviously the shlamim is asher la'ashem, so why are you saying asher la'ashem? Every carbon is la'ashem. So what's this jazz about a shlamim asher la'ashem? That is coming to add that you would be chayev on any part of a carbon that is meant to go la'ashem, which would include even the emurim. So you have the Emurim of a Korban of Kodshim Kalim. It's meant to be put on the Mizbeach. And if a person who is Tamei would go and take the part that is Lashem, he's also included in this V'nichrata Nefesh Hagi because of Achila Betuma, even though those things are not Royal Achila. So what does that show? That Alma Afagav Delav V'nei Achila Linu. Look, they're not kosher to eat, right? So that's like a person whose tummy is going to be in the Korban Pesach, or a Korban Pesach that isn't cooked. These are, once again, incidentals. And therefore, it should be the same as Rav Chisda's case. You see that even though something is not Roy L'Achila because it's meant to be put on the Mizbeach, you're Chayav and Aleha Mishum Tuma. So that would be true about the Korban Pesach that isn't broiled properly, or that's Lach Meteda that hasn't had the Truma taken from it. You're not allowed to eat it, but that's irrelevant. Avagad Delav V'nei Achila Ninu. You'd still be Chayav Tuma. Great. Sorry, Rava. Velohi, third time in a row. All of Rava's beautiful, brilliant ipso factos are no good. Because over there, the case of the Emurim Kachim Kalim are definitely ro'ui. They're just not ro'ui for you. And they are meant to be put on the Mizbeach. So they're ro'ui for what they're meant. Mashenkin, the Batzra Pesach, Shalohutzla, and the Lach Metoda, Shalohurmu, are not ro'ui for anything. They're lo chazu, lo legavava, lo lehedyot. You might think that therefore they are not considered at all because they have no relevance. So maybe a person whose tummy would eat that would be potter. And only because he ate the emurim of kachib kalim, which were 100% kosher with him, is beach. Maybe that's why you're chai of cars, but only in that case. But once again, poor Rava here, Velohi, this isn't true either. Because Hana Chazu L'Nil Tayu, V'Hani Lo Chazu Klal, well, just the same thing, it's just in a different language, so we don't have to go through that. Hadran Alach, where is Richie when you need him? Hadran Alach, Kol HaPsulim, oh my gosh, Richie has fallen asleep behind the curtain. Pay no attention to the, There we go. And, I mean, we'd Beit Shammai Omrim, Kol HaNitanim HaMizbeach HaChitzon Shenatan B'Matana Achat Kiper. So Beit Shammai says, if this is meant to be done on the outside Mizbeach, and not on the Matanais Bifnim, and it was supposed to be maybe four or maybe two, if you gave any dam at all, that would be enough to be mechaper, even where you need more. To be discussed, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.